Good morning.
Good morning.
When you imagine a sloth, you think of a creature that hangs around in a tree and doesn't really do anything. They're creatures of laziness. Did you know that there are sloths in the church? There are lazy Christians. But God doesn't want us to be lazy. We need to be fired up for the Lord, which brings me to my first point. We get to be fired up for the Lord. I have chosen three examples of biblical characters that were fired up in the Lord's church. The first one is Jeremiah. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29 that God's word was in his heart like a burning fire. It was shut up in his bones and he couldn't hold it back. For Jeremiah, it wasn't a choice whether he had to speak about God. He had to. Another example is Paul. Paul had quite a few trials that he was faced with, and he always persevered. Paul was zealous to speak about the Lord. I had the privilege this year in VBS to teach the Paul class. It amazed me that the level of intensity, the trials Paul had to go through, like being stoned or shipwrecked or being blind. I thought about how easy people are shaken these days, how when something that seems like nothing compared to what Paul went through happens to them. But in Romans 8:18, we see that Paul knew that the suffering of the present day was nothing to be compared to what is waiting for us in heaven. My last example is Jesus. Turn with me to John 4:34. John 4:34 says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." To Jesus, doing the will of his Father was just as important to him as food was to survive. In Matthew 4:4, we can see that we need to be like that too. Jesus was zealous to do good works, as seen in Titus 2:14. He was even eager to go to Jerusalem and be crucified. In Matthew 6:21, Jesus says, shows his disciples that he must go to suffer. Just as eager Jesus was to be crucified, we too should be eager to do the works in his body. In doing so, we can't be lukewarm, which comes from Revelations 3:16. And if we fail to do God's word, we will not be able to meet him in heaven. If you turn to Matthew 7:21-23. Matthew 7:21-23. That reads, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" In Romans 1:18 says that the wrath of God will be revealed against all ungodliness. We are commanded to evangelize. Mark 6:15 is where you can find the verse that says that commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But we will grow weary, as found in Isaiah 4:30. In Hebrews 12:1, it says to run the race with endurance, and in Isaiah 40:31, we are reassured that God will be there to help us. 1 Peter 2:9 shows that we are commanded to proclaim his praises because he saved us from darkness. But we can't have faith alone. We need to put in works. James 2:17 says that faith without works is dead. We need to show our love for God and for one another through our deeds. 1 John 3:18 says that we can't just show our love in words. It needs to be more than that. We need to show it through our works. We get to perform different types of services. While it is important that we keep a good attitude, Philippians 2:14 says that we should do all things without complaining and disputing. We were all given different gifts. Turn to Romans 12:6-8. Romans 12:6-8 says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it to our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Sometimes we feel bad when we are unable to do something, but that is the beauty of being in the Lord's church, because it is constructed of many people with many different talents. Romans 12:4 explains that all the members of the church have a different function. Therefore, it is okay when we can't do anything. For example, as women, we can't serve the Lord at the Lord's table, but we can make the bread. 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 17. 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 17 reads, "For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where would be the smelling?" God gave us the abilities that he wanted us to have that are pleasing to him, found in 1 Corinthians 12:18. Even though we are all different, we are one in Christ. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12:20. 1 Corinthians 12:20 says, "But now indeed there are many members, yet one body." Even though we are doing different things, we are all doing it for the same God. By doing works, we get the award of heaven. And by doing so, we lay up treasures in heaven, which, unlike earthly possessions, Matthew 6:20 says that they cannot be destroyed. We are granted everlasting life, Romans 8:1 and John 3:16. 1 Peter 1:11 says that if we are diligent, then an entrance will be supplied to us in the everlasting kingdom. The parable of the talents can be found in Matthew 25:14 through 30. We can see here that God doesn't want us to be lazy, like a sloth. The man that put his talents in the ground and did not gain any, God called him a wicked and lazy servant and said to him to be cast into the darkness. But to the ones that went out and gained talents, God said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. It said for them to enter the joy of the Lord." So to conclude, we can't be lazy Christians. We need to be zealous for the Lord, to do work for the Lord. Galatians 4:18 says that it is good to be zealous in things that are good. We all have different talents to use for God, and we need to use them. With those different talents, we form a working church that is pleasing to God's eyes. By doing works for God, we lay out treasures in heaven, which is our reward. Turn to Hebrews 6:10 through 12. I feel like this verse really summarizes all that I have said. Hebrews 6:10 through 12. It reads, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." So get fired up to do work for the Lord. Use the abilities God has gave you to please him, so that at the end you can inherit the promise, the kingdom of heaven.